Welcome to the Venture Capital Podcast, www.venturecapital.fm. This is where Pieter and I talk about all things VC. He covers the VC side, I cover the founder side. Let's go. Ready? So right now we're doing a series on common terms that people ask about. Our audience is made up of two categories, people who want to be VCs or people who want to raise money from VCs. So we're covering both sides of this discussion. This term is called asset under management, or the acronym is AUM. And let's dive in. Ready?
Ready to go.
This one should be pretty quick. So just dive in, Pieter. You got this. Unless you want me to define it. Assets under management is just the total amount of assets that they have had. So they could have raised a $300 million fund. That doesn't mean that they have $300,000 of cash on hand.
$300 million.
I learned that when Silicon Valley Bank crashed, I was surprised to learn that from you that most VCs only have about 3% of cash on hand at any point. Correct?
Yeah, that's probably about right.
It's enough for payroll, and every time they want to fund a deal, they then wire their LPs and tell them they have another capital call.
Yeah, well, and even then they'll have what are called capital call lines. So a capital call line is basically a loan from the bank. And so you fund the investment and then you issue the capital call and collect checks from your LPs. And then you use that cash to pay back the capital call line. You typically hold very little cash in your bank account. And the reason for that is because it impacts your IRR on your fund and your fund performance. But AUM, so AUM, assets under management, this is the total assets that a firm is managing. And it can be calculated in a few different ways. Sometimes you have firms that say, we've raised, $300 million, therefore our AUM is $300 million. Sometimes you'll have firms that say, we raised $300 million, we invested that. It's currently worth $600 million, therefore our assets under management are $300 million, which honestly I think is the more typical way to describe it. Particularly as you think about private equity funds and hedge funds and so forth, where they'll, for something like a hedge fund, where in a lot of cases they are calling most of the capital up front, deploying it, et cetera, they'll be marking to market on their AUM. And so it's going to be some multiple or not, right? If they're losing money, it will be less, but generally it's the amount of money that they've invested plus, the profits that have been generated that they haven't distributed back to investors yet. So it's like total assets that they are managing. And as you call capital and pull capital in, that's an increase in assets. When companies perform well, an increase in valuation, that's an increase in AUM. And when you pay out distributions to your investors, that's a decrease in AUM. You also have funds that, they're just like, look, we raised this much money. This is how much our AUM is, just to like get out of the day-to-day math of how much have our investments gone up or down in a given time period. And really, it's just to give like a rough indication of the size of the firm, the types of deals that they do, the success of the firm, right? Because the higher the AUM, the more likely it is that you've got good performance and therefore have been able to either increase the size of your AUM through that performance and or raise additional capital from investors because you have good performance. I would say in venture capital in general, like the idea of AUM has kind of gone out the window for most funds because, if you invest in a company, it doubles in value. Are you really managing like double the capital? Not really. Not in the same way that like a publicly traded hedge fund might. And so a lot of the times funds will just, say, hey, we're investing out of, $100 million vehicle right now. In our case at University Growth Fund, I will say, we manage about 90 million AUM. And the reason I do that is because of who we are, because we're, the student run fund. And a lot of people just assume that we are very small, evergreen model, based at a university. And so when I say, we manage about $90 million, all of a sudden it shifts the mindset and conversation to like, oh, wow, you guys are actually like pretty decent sized. There must be something more here than what than the assumptions that I'm making off the bat. So that's why we talk about it. But, you know, I think most firms, you know, will say, like, they'll either add up all of their funds that they're currently managing, and list that as AUM, or they'll just refer to their latest fund.
Okay. I think you did a great job, Peter. I'm really impressed with you. Thank you.
Well, thanks. That makes my day, John.
Perfect. All right. Well, if you have any other questions, I think this one's pretty self-explanatory. Go to www.venturecapital.fm. If you want to leave us a 5-star review, we would greatly appreciate it as we continue to climb through the ranks. And thank you for all your support. Any questions you have, you know, ping us. Let us know. Thanks, guys.
Do it.